Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Jesus' Final Week, where I'm featuring the stories from the last week of Jesus' ministry before he was sent to the cross. Today, I will start the story of Lazarus. You know, the one where Jesus brings a dead man back to life. Let me start the story from before he arrived in Judea. Jesus was traveling, going from village to village, where he would eventually end up going to Jerusalem. The brother of Mary and Martha, two good friends of Jesus, was very sick. Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that their brother was dying, and he needed to come immediately so he could be healed with the touch of Jesus. The runner went forth, searching for Jesus from village to village. When he found Jesus, he told him of this pending emergency. But Jesus' response was not exactly what he expected, because they were very good friends. "This sickness will not end in death for Lazarus, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of Man may be glorified by it." After this, Jesus stayed in the village an additional 2 days longer before mentioning anything else about Lazarus. At the start of the third day, Jesus gathered his disciples and said, "It's time to go visit Lazarus and wake him from his sleep." Wait a minute, Jesus. We're not going back to Judea where Lazarus lives. They'll stone us. Are you looking to die? If Lazarus is just asleep, then his sisters can care for him. We do not need to risk being killed. Guys, listen. I'm going to speak very plainly. Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there so that you may believe. Let us go and wake him. Then one of the disciples jumped up. That's Thomas. Let us all go with him so that we too may all die together. It looks as if Jesus will lay his life down on the line to save his good friend Lazarus. Though Jesus seems to know that he's already dead, Mary and Martha expected Jesus to show up before his brother died. So how's this all going to work out? And by the way, who's going to be the one to die next? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.